Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today on the show is Sheila Holt, co-author of Trust is the New Currency and founder of Sapphire Lending, a finance firm with a difference. Sapphire Lending broker finance deals and makes the process simple. There's an ease of working with Sapphire Lending, which brings a lightness and brightness to the often overcomplicated and yet serious business of finance. Sheila, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you very much.
Sheila, really appreciate your time and joining us here on the program. So tell us, for starters, the title of your book is Trust is the New Currency. Tell our listening audience more about what that means to you.
That's a great question. And it really got me thinking why I chose that title. And so one of the things I want to do is bring trust to the forefront of people's agenda. I want to get people discussing trust openly and also thinking about how trust is built. And from my perspective, there's very little that's been written about how to build trust. People talk about and use the word trust without actually verbalizing and writing how trust is built. So that's one thing within the title that I wanted to do. And the other thing is, as you've already said, I have a finance business. So for me, it was important to use the word currency because that relates to finance and reflects finance. And yet, a book written about currency, from my perspective, would be less than interesting to write as an author. And so I just played around with the idea and the word trust and the word currency. And from the heart, I know that everything follows trust, that it is a currency. It's been a currency for years and years and years, just hardly ever spoken about as a currency. And if you have trust with someone, and when you have trust with someone, magic happens. So to me and for me, trust really is the new currency, and that's why I used it as the title.
Not only does it make sense, but quite clever on the title. I have to hand that to you for sure. Now, the trust triangle is an interesting model. Explain it and how businesses can build trust there.
I can indeed explain that. The trust triangle comes from, I have a psychological background, and it comes from my psychological background and my understanding that there are only three ways in which people build trust. They either build trust by being tuned in, and I'll explain it in a second, or through third party or through time. So being tuned in is intuitive. You're tuned into yourself, you use your intuition, and you're also tuned into other people. So there are some people that intuitively trust others. I happen to be one of them. And yet other people in life, they will trust other people, new people they've never met, when someone in their own network whom they already trust suggests a third person to them, gives a third party referral and says, the person they already trust says, this is a new person and I know you're looking for X, Y, and Z, and this new person to you, I already trust them, and so talk to them. And that's what third party trust is. It's when somebody recommends someone else to you whom you haven't yet met, and so you're trusting that new person through the person in your trusted network that you already trust. And then there's time. Some people take time to build trust. And that trust built over time might be a number of times that you meet the person or hear them speaking or read something they've written or hear their name mentioned. So it could be a number of times. Or indeed, it could be time as in days, weeks, or even months. And people do take time. Some people take time to build that trust. And so recognizing that there are only three ways in which trust is built, you're either tuned into yourself and others or third-party referral, someone you already trust that recommends a third party to you, or you just take time, a number of times, of seeing and hearing that person doing something, or indeed time as in calendar. Now, you also said, how do businesses create and build trust? Well, businesses are made up of people. So a business per se is unable to create trust. However, the people that are the business, that run the business, that make up the business, are able to build trust. Firstly, it's important for each person in business to recognize how they as an individual build their own trust. Is it tuned in? Is it third party? Is it time? And also then to recognize that other people will perhaps build trust in a different way from them. And that's the way a business can start to create total trust, which is at the center of the trust triangle. And by using all three cornerstones, tuned in, third party, and time, total trust can be built for businesses, for individuals, for relationships, for marriages, for families.
Absolutely fabulous and some awesome information right there. Thanks for that. Now, in your book also, you discuss how money follows trust. Tell us why trust should be at the heart of every venture.
Sure, I can. For me, everything follows from trust. And there is an old saying, know, like, and trust people before you do business with them. And without trust, there is no relationship. Without trust, how can you know someone? How can you like someone? So trust is at the heart of everything. And that old saying, know, like, and trust someone before you do business, is really, really true. I've seen time and time and time again that once total trust is established, people willingly, openly buy goods and services from individuals that represent a business. They give their money, they part with their money. Rather than being sold to, they are offering their money in exchange for the goods and services once that total trust is established. I've seen it, of course, in my own business as a finance business, and I've seen it in so many other businesses, both large corporates and entrepreneurs as well, and entrepreneurial businesses. So for me, it's absolutely true that money really does follow trust. Establish the trust and the money will flow. No selling, only selling of building a relationship which leads to trust.
And you certainly got to appreciate that approach for sure. Today we are joined by Sheila Holt, co-author of Trust is a New Currency and founder of Sapphire Lending, a finance firm with a difference, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Sheila, tell us, what is a typical mistake we might make that breaks trust?
That's another great question, Eric. And there are so many things that can break trust, so many mistakes that inadvertently we as human beings can make. So I'm choosing the one that's key for me, and that is inconsistency, both of actions and reactions. So when people start becoming inconsistent, and yet they were consistent to start with, and over time they start showing and displaying inconsistencies of their actions and their reactions, that for me absolutely makes me question, can I trust this person? So it's about their behaviors over time. And one of my great mentors told me something many years ago. Now, what he said is stated in the negative for a reason. What he said is, we cannot consistently be who we aren't. We cannot consistently be who we aren't. So what that means is, over time, if we are trying to be someone and something and display behaviors that really aren't true to us, over time, inconsistencies will start to show. And that's when trust is threatened and broken.
And certainly good to be aware of the typical mistake one might make in that regard. Now, what is one thing we could do tomorrow to strengthen trust in our business or relationships?
Well, of course, you know that one of the things, I've chosen two things. One of the things I'm going to say is, be consistent. And in the consistency of being consistent, that means be authentic. And by being who you truly are, your consistency will remain. Being who you are means that your actions and reactions will stay the same over time. And then the other thing that I've chosen is, about being open in your communication, because relationships are based on communication and trust comes from relationships. So be open and honest in what you communicate, how you communicate, and when you communicate. So the consistency of your communication and the openness of your communication. And when you are authentic and communicating openly and consistently, guess what? Lots and lots of trust. Lots and lots of total trust.
Well, I certainly appreciate your visit and appreciate what you do in the space. And obviously, this book is a must-read. Trust is the new currency. And really appreciate your introducing it to our audience. Where can one pick up the book and also get more information on Sapphire Lending Online as well?
So you can get information on the book by going on to amazon.co.uk or amazon.com, put in the title, and the book is there and for sale. And then you can get more information about Sapphire Lending by going onto my website, sapphirelending.com. And there's lots and lots of stuff there, including a link to Amazon to buy the book. You'll see all sorts of things there. You'll see some ideas I've written, some 27 tips from the book on how to build trust in business and life, and lots of other good stuff.
And I'd say that's quite a truckload of resources to tap into there online. Thanks for that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, one last final word, anything else you'd like to share?
Yes, I would like to share. It's important to be transparent and to share both your successes and your failures. I've had so many people comment on a story that I've written in the book, and it's a true story, and it is about me, and it's about one of my failures. And so many people have commented how great that is, not that it's a failure, but to read that I've had the strength to write about one of my failures. And for me, that's being transparent. And so many people in business and in life hide their failures, and yet our failures are what make us strong and what make us successful now, today, and in the future. So I would say share your successes and share your failures. Be transparent about that. That will build trust more than you ever know.
Sheila, really appreciate your visit once again and those concluding remarks as well. A great place to conclude things here today. Again, all the best and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Sheila Holt, co-author of Trust is the New Currency and founder of Sapphire Lending, a finance firm with a difference. And for all the details, visit sapphirelending.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.